But then, someone goes and wrecks it because I hear some bastard man say, "Now there goes a horse of a different color." And I know from that one remark that he's missed days one and two, and I hate him because I know he feels clever for the remark. But I suppose I'd say it too, since you don't see many or any striped horses out there. And before Harry, I never knew such a thing existed. But here he is, and there's no denying that. Not today. Not here. I hear the whistle and press my calves against him, and we're off. Harry shoots forward like a coiled spring, so compressed his haunches feel like they're right under me. I tighten my fingers. "No, no, no, Harry, not yet. I'll let you, but not yet." And his ears prick forward, together this time. And he says, "All right," and gives me a collected canter that feels like a rocking horse, so high on the up and so low on the down. And we rock around the corner and approach the first jump, and he asks me, "Now?" And I say, "No." And he says, "Now?" And I say, "No." And then a stride later, I can tell he's about to ask again, but before he can, I say, "Yes." And he's off, and I don't have to do anything else. Won't have to until we're over and on the other side, and then I'll just have to ask him again.